Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
A podcast network.
Hello!
Welcome to... Filthy!
Claps!
Because we're filthy!
And
we're claps.
And we got the clap. Clap before this. You guys missed it. It was a whole big flapping, clapping time.
It was a big clappy daddy.
Nobody has the clap, but we are two filthy nerds and we are disgusting.
Quickly, so, quickly before we get into anything. Have you ever had the clap?
What is the clap? I don't think
I think the clap is...
Does the doctor go, bad news, you got the clap.
Wouldn't it be funny if doctors referred to things by like their street names? He'd be like, instead of calling it your vagina, he'd be like, so your pussy.
Yeah, your pooch is my pooch. I don't know. Cooch?
Your cooch?
Listen, I'm merely a doctor. What do you want from me?
You're like, doc, my fupa. He's like, no, you don't have a bad fupa.
Can doctors have a good fupa?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to get an example of a doctor referring to the fat layer above a woman's fucking... vagina is
where the gut meets the cunt.
Yeah, it's a gunt. Gunt was always my favorite one.
Yeah,
fupa was okay, but gunt, Jesus Christ, nothing funnier. You guys, first of all, if you're listening to this and you haven't joined our Patreon yet, join our Patreon, patreon.com/twofilthynerds, because right now I'm about to pose a question to our Patreon listeners who are live listening to us record this episode.
Yeah, they come in live. With the episode recordings, I just got so loud. I don't live
from New York.
I didn't get SNL.
That's funny.
For the 45th year, even though I haven't been alive that long.
It feels like it's been that long.
Feels like I've been rejected every time.
Guys who are in the chat, the patrons, our patrons. Sorry, you guys. Jess, can you drink your coffee, please, and wake up for both of us? Thank you.
I can.
What are your favorite nicknames for vaginas? Because it makes me laugh every time. My new one, not my new favorite, but one of my new jokes is about who started calling a vagina a cum dumpster, and I'm trying to figure out like where the origin of it was from.
Was it my friend Mizael, a gay man at the University of South Florida, who used to call me cum dumpster McHare. But wait, go on. Tell me what your premise is of where this could have come from.
I'm still trying to figure out like the different options of where it came from. But I just love the visual of a cum dumpster because it's like, how did that dumpster get so full of cum? Was it just a bunch of guys standing around the top of the dumpster just fucking jerking off in it, like talking? And then like, what if it is treated like a dumpster, like an actual like thing that needs to be disposed of? Like, what is that poor government employee? Like, yeah, beep, beep. So every time I'm like, the fact that you refer to a vagina as a cum dumpster, every time I like a guy blows a load in me and I have to go to the bathroom, I'm like, beep, 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 as I'm walking to the bathroom.
Because
it's a cum dumpster. Mine doesn't drip drop. It falls out completely because my vagina's just like, get out.
Yeah, just like hisses at it and it comes flying out like... Like one of those, you know what?
My vagina just does a spit yo-yo.
Yeah. Were we talking about this when we were watching the most recent movie about... Or is this in my head that someone should get a tattoo of? No, it wasn't. I was watching Love on the Spectrum with Andy and I said it about his asshole, but now I think it would be better as a vagina tattoo. He said once when he was high, he was thinking about getting a tattoo of that dinosaur in Jurassic Park that spits the venom.
Oh, the velociraptor.
It's got like the, it's not a velociraptor. It's like, I don't know what it is. Mark from Love on the Spectrum would know what it is because he's obsessed with dinosaurs. But like, it's just got
the flaps. That's funny. Oh, that's really funny.
Just squirt it out.
I was thinking the other day, a really good tattoo would be a tattoo where on your knuckles where it says skin tags. Because that's technically what a tattoo is.
I mean, yeah. Why does it have to be on your knuckles, though?
Just because I think it's funny when people have like hardcore things on their knuckles where it's like, where it's like,
like gang signs.
Yeah, like something fucking hard. Somebody referred to a vagina as a penis pincher. All right, let's get into it, you guys. Speaking of vaginas, mine almost fell out of my body and crawled to a land that doesn't exist.
Yeah, just
Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, why do they call it Asgard? It should be called Pusgard.
Pusgard. Someone needs to guard that puss. And it got destroyed at the end of it all.
This is, Pusgard. I mean, by miles, in my opinion.
An improvement.
Oh, an improvement. And also the best Thor movie.
Like, not even close. Like, the other Thor movie should send every single person a refund if they watch that movie in theaters.
I wonder how many people didn't initially go to this because they were kind of... And I say this fully acknowledging as we went through the series, they were fine. I liked them. I said that in the episodes. But how many people were like, I'll skip Thor before they saw the reviews and heard people talking about it? Because this is so much funnier.
Yeah.
So much stronger. It really feels like this was right at the turning point. And I think we may have said this in the last couple episodes, but where Marvel was like, oh, superhero stuff can also be funny.
I don't understand why they wouldn't think superhero stuff would be funny.
It's like, a comic book?
It's a comic.
It's always like,
where are you thinking this should be some heavy shit?
I know. You know what's funny is, now that I'm thinking about it, how much more within reason these are grounded in somewhat reality versus when you watch like old Batmans and it's like the Penguin and there's just this giant penguin and we're like, what the fuck is
it's
happening?
A man in an actual penguin suit.
Yeah. Danny DeVito, possibly my father. The world may never know.
I mean, he is a tiny little one and you are a tiny little one.
Yeah. And we have the same anger, I feel like.
Yeah. I have to be honest. If I were to describe you as anything, I don't think anger would be in the top top five
angry.
Things.
I'm not an angry person.
No.
When I do get angry, it's scary because it's such an unfamiliar emotion.
Yeah.
I don't very often get angry. And so it's like, oh, it's bad. If I'm angry, things are really bad.
Yeah.
Like I'm the opposite of Hulk. But like I wouldn't even like me.
You're like, not smash.
Yeah. No, cry.
Hulk.
Sulk.
Hulk. Sulk.
I shouldn't be laughing this hard at my own stupid pun.
There is
incredible sulk.
There is
this is a whole bit.
There's a person on Twitter called the Sulk.
Alex
Sulkin.
Alex Sulkin, because his last name Sulkin. But that's fucking.
But it's funny to think of it as the superhero,
the incredible Sulk. You wouldn't
Jewish
like
guy.
Me when I'm sad. I'm really upset
and
about
to watch him fighting with himself to become the Hulk in this last one where he's like,
Infinity Wars in the future. But let's start with Ragnarok, which takes place. Okay, so the timeline is that this is 2 years after the Battle of Sokovia. So after we saw that whole city get crumbled, we've seen accords signed. There's a lot going on.
We know that Odin is no more, and what's it called? Loki has impersonated.
Yeah. So
Odin.
I forgot till we watched this because we've had such wonky schedules that I was like, oh yeah, the people of Asgard don't know. This is not Odin.
Yeah, and so it opens with the scene of,
well, there's this demon.
Oh yeah, there's the demon first.
There's the whole plot.
There's the whole plot. Yeah, that thing.
There's a demon that has imprisoned Thor, and he's going to he's got a crown. He's like a fire demon. I feel like, did we see him before? Surtur?
Maybe.
Surtur?
Surtur.
I don't know.
Wait, did you see the SNL sketch Murder Durder?
No.
Making fun of Mayor of Easttown. Did you see Mare of Easttown?
I haven't seen it.
Okay, so Mare of Easttown, everybody speaks with the Philadelphia accent.
Oh, that disgusting
Everybody's like, they murder my dirter.
They murdered my dirter.
So in SNL, they started calling it murder dirter. I'm going to murder the man that murdered my dirter.
Murderer.
So they kept calling it murder dirter. So
murdered my dirter.
So the surter sounds like a person from Mayor of Easttown in the SNL sketch. It was surter that murdered my dirter.
Fuck, I need to watch that. That's also really what's her name? That's in Hacks. Jean Smart is also in that, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. God. She's great in it.
What an act. What a fucking explosion.
She went from dramatic to comedic.
And late in life. And most people can't do that. Mm-hmm.
I can't even do it early in life. Middle in life, never in life.
Oh, well,
here we go.
She's doing it for all of us.
So Surtur.
So basically, Surtur. He's got this crown that if he unites with the internal flame, it's going to bring this prophesized Ragnarok and destroy the realm. So it's like immediately... Oh, that's why it's called Ragnarok. Mm-hmm. It's like this event where everything falls apart, explodes with something very bad, fire and brimstone, whatever the fuck. But of course, Thor gets loose because he's fucking Thor.
Because he's Thor.
Takes him down, steals the crown. Didn't mean to rhyme, but we're going to town. just like boom, 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 you're the bitch. And then thereby preventing
the Ragnarok. The Ragnarok. So
Thor's like, all right, I'm going back to Asgard to fucking report.
And this is when he gets back to Asgard that he finds out that
Heimdall's missing.
Yeah, Heimdall's MIA.
Loki has just been posing as Odin the whole time, which, by the way, I love when he comes to Asgard and there's a Loki like, slash Odin level play going on of the death of like
the death of Thor Odin, the death of Loki. And Thor with Loki being like, I'll tell him that you were good or something like that.
I'll tell the world of your, just like, this of your really, bravery. Oh, Loki was amazing. Which one was played by Matt Damon? Matt Damon was one of them. And it's so funny.
Oh, yeah, Matt Damon
I was just like,
it.
That's ridiculous.
Could you imagine, this is how popular a movie is, that, oh, you know who did this is, what's his face? Taika Waititi.
Taika.
Taika.
I mean,
it was really well done. Anyways, there's this Shakespearean play going on, very funny. And then Thor basically
like,
is like,
fucking up,
yeah,
bro.
And gets Loki to pop out. And Loki comes out and he's like, ah,
yeah. And he's like, fuck you. We have to find Dad.
He's like, well, I know where we can find him. And that's when they go to visit Doctor Strange.
Stephen Strange on Earth, who, you know, has his magic time.
And he's like, hey, your dad's in Norway.
Yeah. So his dad just on Earth, Thor's fucking pissed. Like, are you kidding? You just like left dad on Earth.
He's- By the way, that is a testament to how great Norway is. That Odin.
A man who was a king of
who's
Asgard.
Lived forever. King of a universe.
Lived a realm.
Lived out his days in Norway.
He just decided to end it in the bleak, empty plains of beautiful Norway.
But their healthcare is so good there.
That's true.
He's getting old. He needs good healthcare.
He's like, socialism. Turns out,
not
being
so bad.
A monarch wasn't a great call. Someone should help our people. But in the meantime, I'm leeching off the Norway system.
Yeah, and also in the meantime, enjoy paying your bills of $7 million for your healthcare.
Yeah, so they end up with their dad in Norway in the middle of nowhere. And it's very much like these are the end of his, you know, last moments. And he tells Thor that Ragnarok's inevitable, even though Thor is like, I prevented it. And then he reveals,
when I die, my firstborn child, Hela.
What a name.
Hela.
Got me feeling hella good. So let's just
keep on dancing. She'll be back.
Yeah, she's going to escape from... she was sealed in a prison, and I guess when he dies, his magic dies with him. Is that how it fucking works? And by the way, everyone's like, wait, what the fuck? You had a firstborn child. This is a lot of information to have heaped upon you right before your dad just grasps at death and passes away. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's like, listen, I love you guys very much. By the way, there was a magic spell keeping your sister. You didn't know she existed. She's been in prison.
She's very dangerous, and you are not as strong as
strong
her.
Strong as her, yeah.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Gotta go, bye.
Whee! On to the other side. So he tells them the story of Hela and how she was the leader of Asgard's army many, many years ago, and she helped Odin conquer the Nine Realms. Like, the reason that Odin sits on the throne is because he had this firstborn daughter, and the reason he imprisoned her is because she became too ambitious, too powerful, evil. Well,
I mean, when you're a woman, if you're too ambitious and too powerful, you're a criminal.
Yeah. Turns out she was a little bit bossy.
Oh, so bossy. What a bitch.
He didn't only imprison her, though. He, like, wrote her out of history.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Not only are he's like, you need to go away. Oh, by the way, no one will ever know you existed.
Like, any woman who invented anything before 1975, she was completely written out, and the attribution went to Thomas Edison and Ben Franklin.
Yes. Is that how it went? Both of those guys?
So. Did Ben Franklin actually invent anything, or did he just, like, say things?
He just flew a kite and was
did
like,
he even fly a kite, or was he like, you're never going to believe what happened to one of my slaves last night.
His keys got...
He was flying a kite for my amusement at nighttime, as you do. Because I'm Ben Franklin and I have a weird sense of joy.
I truly believe his keys just got caught on the kite.
Yeah. I'm onto something here.
And then his friend was like, well, if you didn't carry around a janitor's keys.
And he's like, these janitor's keys just saved our...
I love your act out of someone getting electrocuted.
And he's Ben Franklin, so he was all like fat and short. And
just, so when he was doing that,
he had, like, jiggly jowls. It was my improv group that I'm starting.
Bringing it back.
So he dumps this on them. And then as he passes away, Thor and Loki, like, are obviously they're experiencing, like, daddy, you know, and then Hela.
And then she shows
appears.
Up right away. Immediately.
Immediately.
By the way, women never that on time.
No, I mean,
she just got out of prison. She didn't even want to zhuzh her hair. Nothing.
She's had thousands of years to zhuzh.
Yeah, I mean, maybe she was, like, really prepping for it. She's like, TikTok, dad. And then one foot in the grave. And she's like, I'm here.
Hello. Immediately, by the way, destroys Thor's hammer.
Yeah. I gotta, like, be honest. I was like, she just destroyed that shit like it was a fucking Twix.
Yeah, like
that thing,
like, it was nothing.
Crumbled.
And seeing that, I was like,
there are moments in all of these movies where I'm watching it and the new bad guy emerges and I'm like, how are we ever gonna beat this person?
Yeah, there's like the party that wants to go
unbeatable.
Like, well, obviously, like, they're gonna beat her, right? But, like, it doesn't seem like they can beat her. I mean,
I gotta be honest, when we were watching Infinity Wars, which we'll talk about later, I was having this feeling times a million. I was like, what are we even watching this for?
Yeah, that it's like, we're fucked. It's like you're watching. It's one of those things where, like, you have to go, if the world were ending and it was inevitable, as, you know, Thanos might say. Would you want to know?
I mean, it's pretty intense.
You just go like, oh, that's going to snap and half of us are going to maybe go away.
It's a lot.
All right, I'll just carry on for now.
Carry on.
With my goals and my life, my dream of owning a home. And it's like, for what? But
all I want before I die, I just want to be a homeowner. I mean, I really think that's the peak of it all.
I mean, is it? I don't know. Is owning things is weird. By the way,
I will be honest. Taking care of my mom's house when I was home, I mean, the amount of shit I did on it. I don't know. I don't know if I want to own a home, actually.
No, when I think of the fact that you can't just call someone and go, this is broken.
Uh-huh. The convenience of having a landlord. Oh, I mean, having a good landlord. Mine's trash.
The lord of the land. Shout out to one of our patrons in the chat, Eric, who just brought back the conversation of what to call vaginas by saying Jiggly Jowls is the name of an elderly vagina.
Oh, so funny.
Come in my Jiggly Jowls, Odin.
Don't you say Jiggly Jowls in a sketch or something?
I don't think so. I'm sure it's been said. Jiggly Jowls is just a funny phrase.
Anyhow.
Listen, chaos is about to ensue. So I think maybe we break right here.
Yeah, let's break.
And then we're going to come back because...
Just know that we're right now we're about to take a moment of silence for Thor's hammer. Because it was a big one.
Big, thick.
Strong. He really knew how to handle it.
Big black hammer. Is it black? I feel like it was maybe not black.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Mjolnir. Yeah, come hit me with the. I don't know.
Hit me with your best shot.
I wanted it to kill me.
That was wait. Who's saying hit me with your best shot?
Pat Benatar.
Maybe she just wanted a guy to like really just fucking hit her with a load.
Fire away. She just wanted to get knocked out. She's like, just kill me.
Yeah, she Please. Was horny for death.
Fucking. Don't forget to buy my album.
Yeah, guys, don't forget to buy your album. By the time this comes out, your album will probably be out. Out. So yeah, head over to all the places you buy music and buy Horny for Death, Jessica Michelle Singleton's second album.
Yeah.
It's going to be fucking epic.
I'm very excited. And on that note, we will be right back.
May.
And we're back. All right. Hela has just shown up. She's destroyed Thor's hammer. The guys immediately flee through the Bifrost Bridge. And that was like wasn't that a thing where Thor didn't want Loki to call it and then he called it and then she followed is what happened.
Yeah, she followed and then Loki fell out of, they're like tumbling through the Bifrost.
She like shoves them both into space.
Yeah, they both get kicked out. Loki goes one way, she goes another. Loki goes one way, Thor goes another, and then she gets to Asgard.
Yeah, shows
and
up.
And just whoops the army's ass there.
Immediately just starts fucking beating the shit out of everyone. She befriends that dumb guy.
The guy who was taking over Heimdall at the Bifrost. Oh, yeah. She resurrects the ancient dead.
Yeah, so this is basically like White Walkers, it seems like. Uh-huh. She's now a dead army.
She resurrects her old giant wolf, Fenris.
Yeah, which is...
And an executioner, Scourge.
Scourge.
Scourge. What did I say?
No, it's Scourge. Was that a dead person or was that the guy with the tattoos?
No. So I think her original.
I forgot that there was a name of that. Whatever. Really killing it over here.
Anyhow.
Fenris, really cool giant dog. She basically intends to use the Bifrost to take over the rest of.
Yeah. She wants to expand Asgard's empire because she's like, well, this is my empire now. Daddy's dead. This is mine.
Yeah, but Heimdall, who was nowhere to be seen, motherfucker swoops in, steals a sword that controls it, and he starts like putting Asgardians into hiding.
Yeah.
Like he has got like refugees hiding in fucking church type places.
I mean, what a guy, you know? I mean, I just can't get over how hot he is. It really is.
Heimdall.
Ah,
what a babe. What a good looking. And
I think we should rename the Hymen the Heimdall. In honor of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like.
So when a girl gets her Heimdall popped.
They took
my Heimdall broke. And then just a Bifrost rainbow comes out of her pussy.
Oh, that'd be amazing. I mean, that's what should happen. Uh-huh. If you look in there, there actually is like a whole universe. Uh-huh. It's wild down there. So anyways, the guys have flown astray, askew, whatever we call it. Thor has crash landed on a planet, Sakaar. Which is basically a pile of garbage. Mm-hmm. There is a slave trader and an old Valkyrie warrior named Scrapper 142, which at this point we don't know she's Valkyrie, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
But this actress, phenomenal, mm-hmm. just drunk, a mess. They're both eyeing Thor like he's food or something. The garbage monster people, the Sakaarians are like, we're gonna fucking eat you. And then he's like, well, no. And she's like, he's mine. And there's this whole like fight ensues, which the girl wins, I guess. Mm-hmm. She ends up taking. Thor tries to be like, well, thank you very much. And then she puts this fucking thing in his neck.
Oh, yeah. She puts it's basically like a shock collar.
Yeah, just grrr. And she drags him out. And he's brought into... where the ruler of Sakaar lives.
Yeah, and then when he gets in there, Loki's already buddies with the ruler of Sakaar. The ruler of Sakaar...
The Grandmaster
is none other than...
Jeff Goldblum. Holy daddy.
El Jefe Goldblum.
Oh, what a babe. And Thor has been sold as his gladiator. So the Grandmaster has this fucking thing where he puts people into rings and they fight apparently to the death is what we will learn. But... it's already like, what the fuck is happening? The Thor being all buff and muscular, he's like, oh, great. You can go into my contest of champions.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts him in this sort of like holding cell where there's...
They cut off his hair. What is this, the point where they cut off his hair?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember when they cut off his
Stan
hair.
Stan Lee,
but I think,
was the barber, I think.
I think he might have been.
What did you think when they cut Thor's hair?
I mean, I don't know what I thought. I blacked out. My pussy took over. Like, it literally, my vagina was just like, I got this.
I'll take it from here.
And then
here.
She was like, ah.
Your flatness relative to Ariel is a testament to the beat upness of your vagina. This is a lot better. Yeah, no, we should. I'm
Look at
so
this
sorry
stuff.
For the-
Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete?
An old truck just falls out of your pussy.
It's a Tonka truck.
Anyway, sorry. We really derailed there. So
he cut his hair. It was nice.
And he gets put in this holding cell with some other guys and finds out, okay, whoever this reigning champion is that everyone fights against for the Grandmaster, it's to the death. That's where he learns it's to the death. And it doesn't seem like anyone really beats up this guy. And what happens
Can we
is
just fast forward to who it is? Because this is amazing.
I mean, yeah.
I didn't see this coming.
Not
at
even
all.
A little
Not
bit.
Not even a little bit.
Ah, that's the best part.
No, none. Zero. That's... I had no fucking idea. The second I found out that it was Thor, I mean,
Jesus.
The
Hulk. It's Voldemort all over again, for God's sake. He gets thrown into the ring and it's like this ominous, like people are chanting. And you see like they're holding up like a bunch of like green fireworks are going off, which like come to realize like all of that also throws him off. Nicole's still losing her mind laughing at that fuck up. And then out comes the reigning champion. And yes, it is the Hulk, which is like, Thor is like, oh,
buddy,
he's my friend. Oh my God. And you see Loki next to the Grandmaster, see the Hulk and go, oh, fuck. Like he's like, because Loki, by the way, has told Thor, he's like, oh, I bet a lot of money on you losing.
Yeah.
Which is like, why? But I guess maybe he thought without the hammer, he'd be nothing. But
I mean, I was so happy to see good old Bruce Banner.
Yeah, I mean, they go at it and like Hulk is really not like Thor's not able to break through to him to kind of be like, hey, buddy, it's me, Bruce. Like, what's going on? And he like summons lightning and it really looks like Thor's about to win. Like this is going to be an upset.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fucking Grandmaster
zaps him.
Yeah. He's got control of the thing in his neck.
The neck zaps.
And then the Hulk just manhandles him like he's a fucking...
ragdoll.
Yeah, just... And Thor loses. But he's not dead.
But not dead. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's a win. Not dead is a win.
Not dead is a huge win. So after the fight, Thor is like trying to get through to Hulk and be like, hey, man, we got to get out of here. And also trying to convince...
He was doing the sun is setting thing.
Oh yeah, he's like sun's getting real low.
Yeah,
which is funny in this movie. At some point when he's like with Hulk, he's like, "Oh, I prefer you. I hate Bruce." Yeah. And then when Bruce eventually comes around, he's like, "Oh yeah, no, you're way better than the Hulk. I hate that guy." Which is just mwah.
Chef's kiss. Mwah. Truly great.
Just a great little like fun bit. So he's like, hey, you guys got to help me save Asgard. He's trying to guilt this, 142 chick.
Because
he's like, you were a Valkyrie. And she's like, yeah, that doesn't exist anymore. They're both like, no.
He's like, yeah, but you vowed you're loyal to Asgard.
And she's like, I'm loyal to no one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think Hulk is just kind of like, I got a pretty good setup here. There's a hot tub. I'm a hero. I'm a celebrity.
Yeah, I literally, all I do is Hulk and win.
Yeah. So Thor's like, all right, fuck you guys. I'm escaping. And he manages to break out of this like really encapsulated room. I forgot how he did it. Did he broke through the glass? Remember when he was like throwing something against the wall and it bounced back and hit him in the face? It was like a ball.
Yeah, that was really funny. I can't remember how he got out.
Me neither. I feel like he broke through the glass. And
I feel like 142 had to probably step in.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't remember, but I remember him leaving and then Hulk like following him. And they find the old Quinjet, which is the jet that,
that Hulk escaped.
So remember the last time we saw Hulk was...
He was driving away.
And he like turned off the radar.
Yeah, he turned off. There was a recording of Natasha.
Yeah. And he's like...
And he was like, nope, turned it off.
Yeah. And that was like now, 2 years ago. So when he follows Thor to it, that's the recording plays.
Yeah.
And that brings him back down. Like the recording of Natasha, Black Widow, brings him back down to Bruce Banner. And he's like, wait, what the fuck is going on? And he has to be told by Thor that like he's been Hulk for 2 years, which is the longest
he's ever done as the Hulk.
Like, what the fuck? And now at this point, the Grandmaster has noticed that they're gone. And he puts out like an alert around the city. Like, bring back my champion. First of all, he yells at 142 and Loki to bring them back. But like they are not going to work together. But he gives out this, what is it? Like an announcement among the city. It's like an emergency alert.
He does a, it's like an emergency alert. Like, what is the word I'm looking for? Like
Test of the emergency broadcast system.
Like one of those things.
And he's like, bring home our champion. He's been stolen. He's been kidnapped. And he's trying to like force Loki and 142 to work together. But then Loki does a thing where he's like, oh, you're Valkyrie, and makes her relive Hela, literally like killing people in front of her. And I guess like when everything shattered for the Valkyrie was when Hela was
was the battle against her.
So she's like, and she was like
one of the only people who survived.
Yeah. And she's,
so 142 is like, fuck you, I'm helping Thor.
Yeah. Now she's,
and they
like,
capture Loki.
Vengeance. Yeah. So now Loki's being dragged along.
And Loki's like, but I don't want to get left behind, so I'm going to help you. So Loki helps them steal the Grandmaster's ship.
And then frees some of the other gladiators. Korg, who was really fun. Korg and Meek. Is he voiced by Taika?
Yes, Korg was voiced by Taika.
So funny. Just such funny little quips. And he's like, well, Doug faced him. Doug, that's right. Doug's dead. And he carries around this little like Meek, little purple blob animal. And they're all ready to like, this is the crew. We're going to start a fucking revolution.
Yeah, yeah. These are the new guardians of another galaxy.
Yeah, and of course, Loki once again betrays Thor.
Loki, how many chances is one guy going to get?
I just feel like, does Loki have loyalty to nothing?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
God of mischief to the utmost. Like, if it's between choosing a side and just wreaking havoc, he's like, I'll risk death just to, like, mix up the pot.
Yeah, he's not a good guy.
Yeah, he's just like, how about some drama? And so Thor is like prepared for him to once again fuck around. So he just like leaves him behind. He's like, fuck you. You can just figure it out. So Thor and now Bruce Banner, not Hulk, and 142 go. What was the name of that? The wormhole they go in? It was like the big asshole or something. Or like,
was that it?
Or is that just something we said when we were watching? Like, they're in this rickety ship and they're like, it won't go through. Wait, am I thinking of a different movie?
I don't know. I'm like not totally remembering.
They have to
go
through a wormhole, but they choose to go through like the most insane one.
Yeah, they go through a really long way to get there kind of wormhole.
Yeah. And now I feel like I'm just mushing together Guardians of the Galaxy or whatever. Boy, you guys, watching these back to back and taking too long of breaks before recording will make you crazy. Anyways, the Devil's Anus. That's right. Live in our chat. One of our patrons. Hello. We're going to go through the Devil's Anus. So they go through what is like the wormhole most likely to beat the shit out of the ship, of course. And they return to Asgard, which is not in a good place.
Yeah, they find Hela's forces really doing a number over there.
Yeah, they're going after Heimdall and the remaining Asgardians. And Hela is just really doing a lot of damage, but she still doesn't have the sword that she needs to
control
the
bypass. Which is the big ticket item.
Yes. Without the sword, she can't open up the gates. She can't go elsewhere.
She can't truly max out on the destruction she wants to do.
No, she's just sort of in limbo on Asgard, destroying. And
So they join in the fight. They're like, all right, well, let's do this. We're fighting. Let's go.
Yeah, it's fight time. Banner transforms Banner into Hulk. Out. Oh, is this when he's like, he jumps out of the ship and he's like, don't worry, I've got this. Think because he thinks he's going to Hulk out on the way down.
And he free falls down.
And then he slams on the fucking, just splats as Bruce Banner on the bridge.
Oh, it was
and
so
then like
good.
Rolls off and then becomes Hulk. Thank fucking God. But Hulk takes on Fenris, who's the big crazy dog. And so we've got Thor and 142 to fight not only Hela, but her entire
staff. And they're trying to get her army.
An army. I called it a staff. The staff of dead people who are killing things. What is that called? An army? I'm not doing well.
Neither of us are. None of us are.
Loki arrives with...
Loki arrives because he has the ship that he stole.
Yeah, he arrives with Korg and Meek and a few of the other like gladiator types who are left behind. And they are going to use that to rescue the Asgardian citizens.
Mm-hmm. And then Scourge, who...
Scourge is the guy with the bald and the...
Yeah. Thing. That was him. He is the executioner.
We got confused. He was a janitor and he watched her execute everyone in front of him. And then he's like, I will be your loyal servant. She's like, you seem like a guy who like has survival instincts. So he's sort of been teamed up with the bad guys.
Yeah, just because he wanted to survive. And then when put to it at the end, in order to help the Asgardians escape, he sacrifices himself.
Yeah, so they're trying to like leave on this ship and these dead warriors are like climbing on, holding them on. Yeah.
And then he jumps down and takes them all out.
Yeah, so he... in the end, is an Asgardian hero, which I think he really wanted to be.
Yeah. Thor's fighting Hela, and that's how he loses his O-host. Let me tell you something right now. I'll fuck that eye socket.
I'll crawl in that eye socket.
I will. Right, I will fill it up like a diva cup.
He could
with
have
thumb.
No eyes, and frankly, that'd be better for me because my odds would probably go up of him finding me attractive till he touched me. And then, you know, it's too late. I'm here. What are you going to do? Reject me now?
Gotcha.
So... she takes out his eye and then he gets this vision. Like, it's not looking good for him. And he realizes it's a vision of Odin. And he realizes that Ragnarok has to happen because it's the only thing that can stop Hela.
Mm-hmm.
And Loki, in the meantime, is retrieving the crown that had gone and been put away. And he places it in the eternal flame. So they're working in tandem now.
Mm-hmm. So Surtur, like, and then Surtur's reborn from that.
Yeah, so they bring Ragnarok to reality to get rid of Hela.
Mm-hmm.
And they, just in the nick of time, Thor and Loki board the ship that's getting away, taking the remaining Asgardian citizens to, who knows where, maybe Earth, maybe somewhere, just getting the fuck out of here.
They're getting out of Dodge.
And it's sad. You see the fucking planet just... erupt and disappear.
Also on the way out, I think this is where Loki grabbed the Infinity Stone.
Oh, is that when it happened?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I have the impression that he already had it for some reason, but
I think that's because when he's in there, he sees it there, and I think he pockets it. Then
he gets the thing.
Yeah,
but I don't know if it was. He obviously did take it, but I don't know if they show that or if they just show him looking at it, and then later we realize when he reveals he has it in another movie.
Yeah.
Which was, which is coming up. It's too.
It's coming
away,
up.
I think. Tesseract.
The Tesseract. That's the Infinity Stone's inside the Tesseract.
Yeah, Infinity War is when he reveals he has it.
Yeah,
but I don't remember.
Anywho, I think that's when he stole it. But that ends it. But then there's a mid-credits scene.
Wait, let's take a second.
Yes,
and mourn
the loss of Thor's eye.
Of not Thor's eye.
Oh,
but. Of Asgard. I mean, there's the remaining Asgardians aboard a ship watching their home.
Because Asgard isn't a place, it's a people.
Oh, that's what they said. Asgard's not a place, it's a people. And it's like, okay, well now these people are free falling through space.
Yeah. They're homeless.
Eventually,
okay?
We're going to run out of tanks to hold our shit. What are we just pooping out in the galaxy? I thought about this the other day, unrelated, but kind of related, how modern human technology lets us shit in toilets. And then that runs into the water system. Are we supposed to be doing that? Are we as humans supposed to just be shitting in dirt? And we're like pumping out our shit into the water?
I am not entirely sure where it's supposed to go as humans because I haven't really looked into waste disposal. But I do know that there's an option of putting it in the ground or the water. And I think when you put it in the ocean, I think the salt ultimately kills. It takes a time, but like,
are we poisoning the ocean with our turds?
Yeah. And among other millions of other things.
Well, if by that you mean literally just the millions of flushable wipes you've jammed down your...
Let me tell you something right now. I have stopped flushing my flushable wipes. I start putting them in doggy bags.
And throwing them away?
They in a biodegradable doggy bag because the wipes are biodegradable. I've also kind of stopped using them because I'm going to be transferring over to a bidet. That's right, you guys. Nicole's going to be blowing out her asshole with water on the regular.
I'm so proud of you. Listen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. Even though the movie's in, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, talk about the mid-credit scene, the end-credit scene, and just talk about what we think is coming up, I think.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me.
That's good. And we'll just do some wrap-up chit-chat. All right. We'll be right back. All right. We are back. Thor Ragnarok has ended. By far, greatest Thor movie in the franchise.
Greatest Thor movie. Greatest transformation. It's very rare that you see a hot main character get even hotter just in the middle of a movie.
And how upsetting to other people who have lost an eye and gone, I didn't get more hot. I mean, him just cutting the hair. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but, yeah. It's like he got hot. He cut his hair, got hotter, put on, lost his eye, wore an eye patch, got hotter.
Yeah, it's like, oh, now he's this like dirty pirate guy. Ooh, and let me just be clear, in case you're out there going, wow, women like Thor, women like men with long hair. No, it's a testament to how hot Chris Hemsworth is that he can also be hot with long hair. Long hair does not make you hotter. You have to already be hot to pull off long hair. And then it's like a hot choice.
Also, you have to have incredible hair.
I have like, the hair of a very hot man.
Yeah, Jess is truly, she is a man from the forehead up.
Well, probably lower.
No. You're too childlike. You're like a boy.
From the lip, the thin top lip.
Right
up.
Here. Right here is
from
where you're
from my Neanderthal like, from forehead up.
From here up, I'd fuck you.
Wow. Thank you. I'm so honored.
I mean, oh, it's what
my
a
rainbow
bun.
Bun.
So, yeah. So don't do long hair, you guys.
I just also want to point out one of our patrons in the chat, which you can be part of while we record these, patreon.com/stupidlynerds, said he wanted to spend a week on the garbage island. And let me just make this really clear. We are on the garbage island. This is Earth. Yeah. It is. If it's not that garbage island now, we are rapidly making it so. I mean, listen to our conversation about what we can and can't flush down the toilet. Nobody seems to know.
One of our patrons, John, said tampons and wipes should not go down the toilet.
My mind is blown by the amount of women who don't know not to flush tampons.
Really?
I remember saying that to an adult woman and she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, you're not supposed to flush those. And she's like, yeah, you are. Like defiantly was like, yes, you are. And I was like, no.
This is
why do you
reasons-
think there's signs in every fucking, this is like people want world peace and equality and you can't even figure out how to not flush. Like,
this is one of the reasons I stopped using tampons is because
this is one of the reasons I'll never vote for a woman. I'm just kidding. Because you stopped using tampons?
Yeah, I don't use tampons. I haven't used tampons in.
What do you use?
I just use pads. I just bleed into a pad and then throw the pad away. I just think tampons are kind of gross. Like you're just going to shove something up into your body that's just going to soak up blood and then just continue to sit there?
As opposed to sitting in the blood that comes out of you?
Yeah, I'd rather it not be inside me.
But it's already inside you.
No. But I don't want it like sitting all absorbed and soaked up. It's just collecting. Like I don't know. There's something about tampons that really grossed me out.
It's the same thing. One's just inside you.
I'd rather it not be inside
me. Say the truth, which is that your vagina's too loose to hold a tampon anymore. It's a cavernous wad of blood in there and it spills out and there's no use. It's Ragnarok. You can't stop it.
In high school, there were some football players.
I'm on the Ragnarok. I'm sorry. I'll never stop doing puns. It's my favorite. When your period's so bad that it just wipes out a population. I'm sorry. In high school, you were on the football team. Is that
no?
What
in
saying?
High school, I would help out the medic for the football team sometimes because she
were
was
the manager.
No, she was the medic.
Oh, and you were shadowing her.
I just like would help her out sometimes because I really liked her because I injured myself so much in high school.
Nicole was like, I helped her out, and the medic's like, she followed me. Everyone was so annoying. She's like, I've got it. You're like, please, okay, back up.
I just want you to know that I still keep in touch with Sherry. We really formed a true friendship. She follows me on all my social media. So, Sherry, it is quite possible you're listening to this. Anyways, so sometimes I would like follow her down to the football games after she'd like wrap my ankle or whatever it is I injured that week. And some of the football players, because she had gauze for the football players, these like gauze tube things to put in their nostrils if they had a bloody nose. And some of the guys had nostrils that were too big for the tampons, for the cotton balls. So she had to put tampons up there.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So she's like, before the game would start, she'd cut off the tails of the tampons. She's like, if these guys knew I was shoving tampons up their nose, she's like, they'd lose their shit.
That's so funny.
So funny.
And then she flushed them down the toilet. Anyway, she's like, dump, dump, dump. All right. So we got a mid-credit scene at the end of this movie. Loki visits Thor and is like, do we think it's a good idea to go to Earth?
And then a large spaceship appears in front of
theirs. A giant, like, it makes theirs look like a speck of dust. Fucking wild.
We have a good feeling that that could be a bad guy.
Yes, we do.
And then there's a post-credit scene where the overthrown Grandmaster, Jeff Goldblum, declares the revolution a draw.
In a feeble attempt to calm down the citizens of Sakaar, he's like, very good work revolting against me.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's called a draw.
Yeah, everything was pretty even on both sides.
Which is fucking hilarious. I love Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, love Jeff Goldblum. It was really fun to have him in this. He plays every character he does so well. Like, he's so evil and dumb.
I'm trying to remember when I was in, because I saw this in theaters. This is one of the first ones This is one of the ones I saw in theaters. And there was gaps where I didn't see some of them, but this one I definitely saw. Just soiling my pants with cum. Mm-hmm. And now I'm trying to remember, was that a secret role or did he reveal that early? Because I'm trying to remember if, I feel like that's a moment where the crowd would have went, woo, you know,
yeah.
Like when he's the Grandmaster.
Yeah, he's pretty epic.
He's just, I mean, you want to talk about zaddies.
Oh, zaddy.
Big zaddy energy.
I just think Loki gets hotter and hotter in every fucking film.
I think he started hot, and you're right, but I think it's also just like men fucking get hotter as they get older.
Yeah.
I'm
just
fair.
Really bummed that I'm like, my best years are behind me. Like,
no,
looks wise. Like, I'm never going to look better than I do right now.
That's not true.
I mean, I'm melting.
Some people like
melting.
Has
my
candles.
Botox kicked in yet? No, not yet.
How long does it take to kick in?
I don't know. I think like 5 days. I got it done last.
And then
Thursday.
What? It freezes.
Oh, I don't get that much. I don't do a full freeze. I don't want that. That's weird.
I mean, what's your goal? Is to not have wrinkles?
I don't want lines in my forehead.
But you don't want a full freeze.
I don't want a full freeze. I just want a little bit. I want my face to be able to move somewhat, but I don't want like deep lines.
Hmm. What's your fear of aging? What is that?
I think it looks terrible. I think older people aren't attractive. I think older women aren't attractive.
Do you think that you have no
some women? Some
do you
women
think
get
that
older.
You have less worth without being attractive?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. This is the first time in my life I'm going to say it. Very thankful I've never found myself attractive. But we'll see when I start aging terribly. By the time I hit like 45,
you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, I'm not attractive.
Yeah.
You can look at like that. That is truly what you think about yourself. Like, you're like, I have such an ugly face.
Yes.
That's crazy to me.
Well, you're blind. I know. I love when people are like, I don't know how you can see that. And then like also share memes of like, what matters most is how you see yourself. It's like, well, I do, bitch. But like, it's fine. It's just like, I've never put, at some point I gave up the idea that there was any worth in my appearance as far as that it added value. Not like in a sad way, that it's just like, I don't think I lose anything by like becoming less attractive because I don't think my level of attraction has had any societal benefit.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just me being broken and delusional, and I'm not going to come out as anything. I'm just going to sort of turn into this weird, it's like what all old people do. I'm just going to do it earlier where you go like, that could really be any gender.
Uh-huh.
We don't know what it is. It's just here. Complaining.
Well, the complaining part's definitely female.
Yeah. I don't know. Old man. Anyway.
On a sad note, listen, you guys,
death and aging is inevitable. Hold tight to the things you love until you lose your grip to rheumatoid arthritis. And on that note,
you guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode. Next, tune into our next episode where we tackle
Black Panther. Oh God,
yeah,
I would love to literally tackle the Black Panther. My God, sit on my face, drown
tell
me,
in me
that penis.
You love me.
Huh. All right. Well, if you like the podcast, you know what to do. You can subscribe, leave a rating and review wherever you're listening to podcasts. Also, you could subscribe to our Patreon. Patreon.com/twofilthynerds.
Subscribe to our Patreon, please, for the love of God.
Follow us at Two Filthy Nerds all over the social medias. We've got a Facebook group, Fellowship of Filthy Nerds. Get in there, post memes, interact, talk about your favorite nerdy shit. And we'll see you there.
All right, we love you guys. Goodbye.
I love you so much. Goodbye.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.